and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The UN's nuclear watchdog is reporting what it expects to be very significant damage at Iran's Fordow nuclear facility, one of three bombed by the United States over the weekend. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
Satellite images show the aftermath of the strikes on Fordow, Natanz, and Isfahan. The president claimed on social media that monumental damage was done, with the largest damage far below ground level.
I knew in advance
that. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged that he was given a heads up about the strikes. He says his country is close to achieving its goals in the conflict as Israel and Iran continue trading strikes.
Tehran says the U.S. crossed a very big red line, giving its military a free hand to attack American targets. Republicans are still divided over President Trump's decision to attack those sites in Iran without congressional approval. Kentucky's Thomas Massey tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Well, I'll concede this. It was a good week for the neocons in the military-industrial complex who want war all the time. I wouldn't call my side of the MAGA base isolationists. We are exhausted. We are tired from all of these wars.
Oil prices have jumped more than 2% after the strikes to their highest level since January over fears of a supply disruption and rising prices. Still, analyst Phil Flynn says they're not as high as they could be today.
They attacked not oil infrastructure, not oil pipelines, not oil export facilities, but just the nuclear site.
People from the Midwest into the Northeast are in the grip of a record-breaking heat wave. The reaction's a toss-up in Milwaukee.
I'm not a fan. It's really hot out. It's really sticky, and 70 would be nice.
I would rather have it extreme hot. The older I get, the harder it is to get warm.
CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
We have this, what they call a dome of high pressure. It's just really high pressure that's keeping any kind of clouds or weather away, which is allowing all of the really high temperatures and extreme heat to build across the eastern U.S.
They're expected to shatter 125-year-old records in New York City with an expected high of 99 tomorrow. Oklahoma City fans are pumped. The Thunder have roared their way to their first NBA championship since the move from Seattle, beating the Pacers 103-91 in Game 7.
After we took the lead, I was feeling a little better, but then we dropped to 10 points, and we have tendency to lose it after, so I was a little stressed, but we made it through, so I'm really happy.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander named season and series MVP with 29 points, 12 assists. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today might be the hottest of them all. The extreme heat warning remains in effect through 7 tonight for Racine, Milwaukee, and Kenosha counties. It'll still be hot towards the west, just not enough for the Weather Service to call for the specific alert. Heat index values will hit near 107. Authorities say to stay hydrated and to stay cool. Cooling centers are still running in most communities. You can call 211 to find one near you. There have been several reports of roads buckling, with one instance on the interstate in Racine County yesterday. A chunk of concrete came up near 7 Mile Road. We'll have the latest on the heat and what comes next in the forecast. Racine native Willow Newell made history Saturday night by becoming the first black woman to win the Miss Wisconsin title. She beat 29 other contestants to claim the crown. Newell graduated from Carthage College this year and has been a longtime performer at the Racine Theater Guild. Newell has earned over $15,000 in scholarships and will compete for Miss America this fall. An electrical issue in an attic is the likely start of an apartment fire early yesterday in Racine. It happened at a two-story duplex on North Memorial Drive near Horlick Park. No injuries were reported, with 8 people temporarily without a home. Damage estimates are at around $80,000. The Racine Fire Bells were on hand to help offer relief from the heat. They're hoping for a renaissance at Racine's Regency Mall with a big groundbreaking tomorrow. The city of Racine and developers are celebrating a groundbreaking ceremony next to the mall on what's called the Pritchard Park Place Apartments. It's part of Phase 2 at the Regency Mall site, with the mall's reduction in size and Woodman's part of Phase 1. The apartments are a $120 million effort featuring 266 apartments, underground parking, and EV-ready infrastructure. The first units are set to welcome residents early next year. You'll see the ribbon and the oversized scissors out tomorrow at 2 on the northeast side of the mall site. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and two runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the 8th to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters, and praise McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Boy, it is going to be warm and muggy again today. Sunshine, a little breezy with a high of 94, but that heat index is going to be pushing 100 today. A few thunderstorms this evening. A couple of those could be strong to severe tomorrow. Still a few scattered thunderstorms, but it will be cooler with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
I don't know trees. That's embarrassing.
Our house is the one with the big maple in the front yard. You can't miss it.
I can miss it.
I'm gonna miss it. Here's the trees I know. Christmas. That's it. That's the only one. And that one's gotta have lights on it for me to get it. Just give me your address. That would be a better system. That's why they have that system. Like, don't tell me about architecture. That's not gonna help either. It's the Colonial House. Well, it better have a guy with a triangle hat and a musket marching back and forth. It's the Stucco House. Stucco? What is stucco? Sounds like a clown that can't get out of stuff. You're like, oh no, don't go in there, stucco. You're too big. You're not gonna fit, stucco. You wear size 76 shoes, stucco.
Thank you.
CCR, Bad Mood Rising, 611 Local News. Timeless hits right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Man, I hate when people comment on the weather when it's hot, but it's hot. 71 degrees right now, some sunshine, and I hope you've got some kind of air conditioning to go in today because we're looking for a high of 93 degrees, sunny and hot all day today. You know, it is summer. I know, we did pass that summer. The problem was, I expected when I got into this building, it would be a little cooler, and I am just dripping. I don't think the air conditioning kicks in until 7 o'clock. When everybody starts coming in, they don't care about the early morning risers here. But yeah, I'm just sweating in this room here. I don't think it's on, because I wouldn't be sweating. Hey, it's Breakfast on the Farm. It's coming up soon, and we're going to talk to Kathy Shaw this morning. She's involved with Breakfast on the Farm. She came in last year. She's back again this year. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. But right now, it's My Life. These are the Animals, Eric Burden and family. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. It's My Life, 6:15, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Welcome to summer. A recent poll found summer is our favorite season of the year. You might not agree when the temperature hits triple digits, but it ranked up there at 32% with the vote. Spring a close second, 28%. Then comes fall, 25%. Winter, least liked, 11%. 4% don't have a favorite season. I think mine is fall. I like fall. I don't know why I just like fall. Maybe because everybody's going back to school and it's like, ha ha. I think that's something like that, huh?
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair. USA. You'll catch them surfing at Delta,
inside outside,
Ventura
USA.
County line. surfing USA.
Surfing USA, 617, local news, Tamblers hits WRJN. Sunny and hot today with a high near 93. A chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight, lows 71. Partly sunny, chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 81. Right now, sunny, 71 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, hot dogs may have gotten their name because people in the 1800s suspected that sausages were stuffed with dog meat. Ugh. The thought that even brought that up kind of turns my stomach, but man, I hope it's not true. Odd, but they claim it's true.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment to the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
The Racine Raiders continue their season battle against more teams this week. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the Alabama Beavers gnaw their way to Racine. The Racine Kilties will perform at halftime. The Racine Raiders and Alabama Beavers, Saturday at 7 at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you or a loved one being facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Craving real flavor? Come taste the love at Jaramillo's Home Cooking, Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From their famous quesadilla tacos to Ruben's mouthwatering Spanish rice, every dish is made with passion. Great food with an unforgettable taste. You can find Jaramillo's Home Cooking off North Main at 301 Hamilton Street in Racine. Discover the flavor everyone's talking about. It's a must visit for those seeking an authentic culinary adventure. Open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner, but saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly Terry, chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack.
WRJN.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shop them books and throw away. Say goodbye to dolls for days. Put the wag and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more dodging palm tree because it's older time. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you waiting? Two score pots on my welcome plate. Hurry up before I say it's summertime. Well, I'm so happy that I flip. Oh, how I love to take a trip. I'm sorry, teacher, but sip your lip because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, we'll go swimming every day. No time to work, just time to play. If your folks complain, just say it's summertime. And every night we'll have plans, cause what's on vacation with all romance? Oh man, this child has me in a trance because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free-for-all. It's summertime. Midsummertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
Next time I play that by the Jamies, it'll be during the winter when it's like 10 below zero. You'll be thanking me for playing that. Hey, so this couple climbed a mountain in the Alps and decided to get frisky since they were 6,500 feet up in the middle of nowhere, no one around. But what they didn't know was a nature camera got a shot of them kind of canoodling around up there, automatically posted it online for the world to see. There's no privacy anyway. Sunny and hot today. Highs near 93. A chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows 71. Partly sunny. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 81 tomorrow. It's sunny. It's hot. It's 71 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park.
We may be. There's no need to act foolish.
word. Give me just a little more time. It's 628 local news, timeless hits. WRJN, a proud supporter of Racine's annual 4th Fest celebration. Watch for myself and Lou Regani. We will be in Lou's classic car in the parade on Friday. I don't know which car it's going to be. I hope it's the one that doesn't leak coolant and I can fit into. Some of these classic cars are small, but Lou's cars are just great. People love seeing them. Now, there are fundraisers planned, including a golf outing to support our famous parade and amazing fireworks display. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org. All right, you ready for this story? How much money would it take for someone to pay you to give up all social media? What do you think? Forever, by the way. Someone posted a bunch of social media users. 1 in 5 said they need a minimum of $1 million, and they said they'd give up social media forever. 70% said at least $10,000. 30% would do it for less than that, so most people fall between $10,000 and $1 million. More than 40% of people said even if they said they would rather give up their TV, their car, and their pets than give up social media. You'd give up your pet? That's a member of the family. Why would you do something like that? All right, 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news this morning, and once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Cooling centers remain open in most communities as an extreme heat warning stays in effect. While it's still hot in Waukesha and Walworth counties, the warning is for Racine, Milwaukee, and Kenosha counties until 7. Heat index values will be near 107 today. Officials remind people to stay hydrated, stay cool, and to check on elderly neighbors or relatives. You can find a cooling center near you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. With a Woodman's Inn waiting, the next phase of the Regency Mall project is about to begin. Tomorrow, Racine officials, including the mayor and developers, will be at the Regency Mall site with a groundbreaking event at 2. They'll be turning dirt on the Pritchard Park Place Apartments. That's a $120 million effort featuring 266 new apartment units. They'll be holding ceremonies on the northeast side of the mall tomorrow. And summer jobs for kids aren't a thing of the past, especially in Racine County. Last week saw the start of the Racine County Summer Youth Employment Program. Now in its 5th year, the program is giving over 120 local youths paid summer jobs. In partnership with Racine Unified and over 50 local employers, the program aims to build job skills and financial literacy for participants. County Executive Ralph Malicki calls it a vital investment in the county's future workforce. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More money. It is a simple message that state legislators are sending to the governor on the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The program was launched last year with incredible success. Basically, it's monies that will go to upgrading local roads that carry over 15 million tons of agriculture goods from farms to processors every year. Now, Travis Tranel, current chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, says the previous round of funding was at $150 million. Now, the governor proposing just $50 million for the program. And Tranel says that's just not enough.
Well, definitely make sure that if we pass a budget that we restore that $100 million cut to ARIP. I think that's ultimately probably the most consequential thing that we can really do for agriculture right now, because our infrastructure is just crumbling. We're doing more damage to our equipment on the roads in a lot of cases than we are in the fields, and I don't think that's acceptable. And $150 million spend, that's a big spend and a big infusion. So I would say that would continue to be first and foremost.
Travis Tranel, he's a farmer himself and also the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He cites some of the application numbers from last year's final round of the Agriculture Road Improvement Program, where 299 applications were made for more than $500 million worth of projects, more than three times the amount of available funding. Tranel says that's an example of why funding for the ARIP program cannot be retrenched.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
With all the action that's coming up as far as county fairs and continued activity at the state capitol, don't miss a thing. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can do it at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Boy, it is going to be warm and muggy again today. Sunshine, a little breezy with a high of 94, but that heat index is going to be pushing 100 today. A few thunderstorms this evening. A couple of those could be strong to severe tomorrow. Still a few scattered thunderstorms, but it will be cooler with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
I go home next week and visit my mom because I need new material. Moms are great. They're a wealth of material because they all say the same things. All moms said, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. They wonder why we had nightmares growing up. I was under the covers with a flashlight and a can of Raid. Get out of here, little bed bug. You're not going to get me. This is a good one. Don't get smart with me, mister. What do you want me to be, an idiot? No, duh. Remember, duh? We should use that as adults, duh. I'd love to see somebody on Jeopardy. Yeah, Alex, no, duh. How would you like a beating? What are my options? I'm gonna knock you in the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday. This hurts me more than it hurts you. Oh yeah, give me the belt.
Benny King, lead singer, This Magic Moment. 6:38, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunny and hot today, highs near 93. Right now, sunny and 71 degrees right here at Radio Park. So this woman on TikTok said she knew someone died in her home when she discovered a blood-stained imprint of a human and an outline of a body drawn onto the floorboards underneath the carpet. You know what I think? I think it's time to call the people at Dateline. I think they need to check that one out, huh?
Takes 100 years.
Goodbye, Cuba.
Oh, step right up and take a look at a fool. He has got a heart as stubborn as a mule. Come on, everybody, he's good for a laugh. And no one could tell his heart is broken in half. Well, the joke's on me. I'm off to join the circus. Oh, Mr. Barnum, save a place for me.
World 640 local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Looking for a hot day again today. Sunny, hot, highs near 93 degrees right now, 71 and sunny right here at Radio Park. We're talking about breakfast on the farm a little after 7 o'clock. Kathy Shaw is going to be here, and I'm hungry. wonder if she's bringing some samples with her this morning. That would be nice. Got a survey here that collected the top moments people love about summer. What do you think? Longer days, more light in the evenings. By the way, the days are getting shorter now. That's kind of depressing. Huh? Not having to wear a coat, that's good. Being able to use your backyard, yeah. The smell of freshly cut grass, as long as I'm not cutting it, yeah. Eating outdoors, both in your backyard and on restaurant and bar patios, I like that. Seeing flowers, going to barbecues, and the smell of grilling in the neighborhood, like that. Wearing shorts every day, not having to wear socks. Exercising outside. No. That's not a good one. No, I don't like that one. 641 local news, timeless hits, Tommy Boy's Bobby Hart. I wonder what she's doing tonight.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you. Forever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We were so close, but we should have been closer. Making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. We'll be right back.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Tommy Boy's Bobby Hart. Remember that? I wonder what she's doing tonight. I think those two guys wrote a bunch of hits back in the 60s. All right, without thinking about it, I want you to draw a circle. Now, did you draw it clockwise or counterclockwise? This is interesting. A study analyzed 119,000 drawings of circles from around the world. And in America, 86% of people draw it counterclockwise. It pretty much other English-speaking countries do, too. I didn't. I just tried it before I read that, and I drew it clockwise. I don't know if that's bad. I don't know if that's good. I don't know. Do I need to go to some foreign-speaking country now? It's 6:45 at WRJN, sunny and hot today with a high near 93. Sunny, 71 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer's heating up. Don't sweat it. Make sure your AC is ready to handle the hottest days with a professional tune-up from A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling. Our expert team keeps your system running at peak performance, saving you money, preventing breakdowns, and keeping you cool all season. From AC units and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling does it all. Repairs and installations included. Call 414-595-5175 or visit mkehvac.com to book your summer service today.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why?
course, Leslie Gore, It's My Party. You know, there was a sequel to that song called Now It's Judy's Turn to Cry? Yeah, because she's crying in the song because Judy made her cry. And now it's Judy's turn to cry. We'll get to that later, maybe. Hey, police in Nebraska searching for thieves who stole a person's vacation fund from their home last week. One of them entered through the back door and allegedly stole $200 worth of cash from the dresser drawer. And get this, $3,000 in quarters, which was being saved to pay for a vacation. A lot of quarters there. 3,000 quarters is 12,000 of them. A security camera captured two people and a dog in a gray Scion leaving from the alley behind the home. The other thief was apparently in the getaway car. It's unclear what role the dog had to play in any of this, but could you imagine carrying 12,000 quarters? That's got to be a lot of money. What do you do with them? You got to cash them in at the bank, and it's going to be suspicious when you walk in with a sack of 12,000 quarters that's reported stolen. Anyway, if you want to see the whole robbery, it's online. You can check it out. At 6:51, local news, Chandler Sitz, WRJN.
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go. I'm gonna Surf City, cause it's two to one.
Impersonation Surf City. Local news, timeless hits, WRJ and sunny and hot today. Highs near 93, sunny and 72 at Radio Park. Breakfast on the Farm coming up a little after 7 o'clock. And speaking about breakfast, check out this. A family of five's breakfast at Disneyland went viral after a father shared a photo of the bill. $937.65 for three adults and two kids at Disneyland. That was breakfast. $150 tip, too. A little more than 20%. Well, here's what happened. This is called the Princess Breakfast at Disney, and apparently it's pretty fancy. The meal began with a three-tier tower of appetizers, lobster rolls, beignets, and cornbread. Main courses for kids included waffles and macaroni and cheese. That doesn't sound too, you know, fancy. Adults chose between a range of items, including scrambled eggs, short ribs, and deviled eggs. Guests also got to choose between a selection of desserts like cake pops, cream puffs, and sorbet. That's according to the Disneyland website. But still, $937 for three people at breakfast. When you go to Breakfast on the Farm, you can get better breakfast, a lot cheaper than that. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. 6:54 local news, timeless hits. WRJ and here's Van Morrison, here's Domino.
Come on, I just got set. Think it's time for a change. Dead kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worse or what is best.
you didn't call. Oh, fancy burster, that depends on wherever you're at. Or, and if you never hear from me, that just means I would rather not. Oh, Domino, all right. Romeo, my Romeo, there you go. Lord have mercy, I said.
Morrison, Domino, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Looking for a sunny, hot day again today. Highs near 93. If you know a neighbor, an elderly person doesn't have air conditioning, and you do, why don't you invite them in to sit around and chat for a little while, get some cold air blowing on them. And if you see me outside and I'm sweating, do the same thing. Invite me in so I can get some cold air blowing on me. All right, baby name news. A couple couldn't agree on a baby name, so they both called their daughter something different. They split up shortly after the woman got pregnant, and they both named the daughter after their grandparents. So the daughter's got two different names. I don't know what's on the birth certificate, but two different names. A woman gave birth inside Miami International Airport. This happened a few Sundays ago. She celebrated the location by naming her daughter Mia. Sounds like a cute name, Mia. M-I-A, Miami International Airport. Okay, I kind of like that name, Mia. That's kind of cute. 6:58, local news, timeless hit, Breakfast on the Farm. Coming up in a few minutes right now, I've got the Wee 5 at WRJN, and you were on my mind.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.